And so it was in a courtyard in 30 degree heat here in Verona. We thought, why don't we come to an exhibition? They have an exhibition here, Arena Museo dell'Opera. It is an exhibition about opera. It is about the centenary of the arena here in Verona, 1913-2013. It's all about opera. It's about the history of opera in its most general sense, if you will, and it explains everything you probably need to know about opera. But in the midst of this, there is another exhibition, and that is dedicated to Pavarotti. We're going to literally walk around this exhibition. Now, let me explain to you. I'll try and explain some of the images that appear in front of us. There's awards inside. There's photographs with everybody that's ever been anybody, quite frankly, with Pavarotti, of course. There's some clothing from various operas that he was involved in, various shows he was involved in, but there'll be sound as well, so it'll come and go, and I'll try and hope that we can override it as I explain to you just what I'm looking at, just to give you a sense of what this is, because this man from Modena, which is not too far away, has found a home here in Verona, in this exhibition in the Palazzo Forte here in Verona. So the exhibition is actually called Amo Pavarotti, and it is of itself incredibly special. The first thing you do, you can hear the echo in the room now. You come in and there's this beautiful, it's huge, size of the wall, photograph of Pavarotti. And I was going to say I'll translate it, but they already have translated it. And it's a quote, it says, all artists are a little bit superstitious. For example, this is Pavarotti. I am used to look for a bent nail before going on stage because once it brought me very good luck. And I can see a huge one. I hardly think that was, I know he was a big man, but that's ridiculous. But it is, without question, again, that whole superstitious thing that many artists have. And he was no exception in that regard. I'm just walking in now through, and it's got much, we can hear Pavarotti in the background. Many of the performances that they're using here in the exhibition are from the arena here in Verona. I think there's 9 of them, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm looking up here at some of the posters. They're copies of posters. One is for Il Trovatore, Verdi, of course, and this year is Verdi. And Luciano Pavarotti's in there, that's from 1978. And then we have down here the Requiem from 1990. Again, it's Verdi and Lauren Mazel doing the conducting. Another one over here from 1972. Now we come to another room. This is a very interesting room. You can hear him telling his own story in the background. It is the story of his family. It talks about his background, the fact that he was a goalkeeper, the fact that he was into sport, that he could have pursued a very different career. Mario Lanza, of course, influenced him, as he did many people. So you have 1935, you have 1944, about World War II, and the family leaving the city. September 1963. At the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden, which was a life changer, an absolute life changer, because he went there, and as people will remember who were old enough to remember, the impact he had when he performed there Saturday night at the London Palladium, he was in place of Di Stefano, and he got the break. As happens to so many people, you get the break because someone else isn't there. But he went into people's homes, and suddenly it was, oh my God, this guy, and who he is, and what it meant. Now, as the fellow said, you can read the book if we're going to go through his whole life. That's his voice in the background. It talks about in 1973 making his debut at a recital at Carnegie Hall in New York. And you can see a shot of him. It talks about the fact that he performed in 1980 in June in Central Park. It's a DVD, you can get it. 150,000 people turned out. Again, that was him popularizing opera and making a huge impact for himself, celebrating his career's Silver Jubilee, 1986. And it talks about the Pavarotti voice competition in Genoa and Modena. And again, all these moments are captured in photographic form, and obviously the story is told. The three tenors are given a mention to from 1990, of course. Placido Domingo, who is here at the arena and conducting and performing. And also we're talking about Jose Carreras, and they're all here. So this goes all the way up to 2006, where it talks about Pavarotti singing a remarkable version of Nessun Dorma at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games. Actually, that's to come, because it's somewhere down the corridor. Peace.
il tuo martir. Padre infelice, corro a salvarti.
Suddenly it's the different Pavarotti. For example, he's in front of me here with Princess Diana and Prince Charles in front of me there. Here he's with Stevie Wonder, with Bill Clinton. There's an amazing photograph of Pavarotti with Bono. Bono, as far as I'm aware, is still quoted as saying that his favourite song that he has ever had a part of was Miss Sarajevo, which was where Pavarotti just took off to us. Picture there with the Dalai Lama. Over here with Frank Sinatra. B.B. King, the Queen Mother up there. Paul McCartney. The voice in the background you hear is Kofi Annan. And there's a picture of Luciano Pavarotti with Kofi Annan. Have a listen to this for a sec.
Maestro, this is just one way that you have shown that your heart is even bigger than your voice. You have been an inspiration to all of us.
And you come over here, and then suddenly you find him with Bruce Springsteen and Liza Minnelli and Eric Clapton. And it's just fabulous to see these pictures. The letter from Sinatra's wonderful. It says, my dear Luciano, I raise a glass to toast you as I've just listened to My Way. The duet, maestro, brought tears to my eyes and warmth to my heart. For some time, this song has symbolized the breadth of my career, and I'm humbled by your participation. This new recording of My Way is a marvelous piece of work, and I'm contemplating it being the only duet on the new album. That didn't turn out to be true, by the way. Your partnership makes it incomparable. My friend, My Way is assuredly now our way. With love and respect, Francis Albert, as he would sign from time to time. That from the 7th of September, 1995. When Francis Albert had a paper. The Bono one is hilarious. Luciano and Nicoletta, we love you both. These songs were a whole opera. I'll tell you the story when I see you, Bono. They're very personal letters. This is not just business. This is warmth. And obviously the man exuded that. So we come around this huge glass case, and suddenly we find an award, and just an array of awards. We have an Emmy Award for La Boheme from 1982. We have an Emmy Award for Rigoletto in 1985. Greatest Voice Alive Award, and five Grammy Awards. 78, 79, 81, 88, and 1990. He actually won six. So we're bound to be searched on our way out. I have to tell you the truth, never touched it, but there are five of them here, one clearly at home. But these awards were given to this exhibition by his family. That's what's interesting about that. In anybody's house, particularly somebody as monumentally successful and popular and loved as he was, you would want to keep them around you, and yet they have kindly donated them to Verona for this exhibition. There's all gramophone records here as well. And as we go along, there's just various notes, things that would be very personal to the family. And like an original piece of work about the National Song Competition 1957, and he involved himself in it. And it's a certificate of participation, listen to this, in the International Choral Festival in Cork in 1957. So you see, bit of us in here as well. That's quite fantastic. But various people's names. Sydney, okay. So he's obviously deciding, I don't know, could that mean that he was going? And that it was going to be, that's okay, I've confirmed that, or it went well. It's hard to know. He's Australia written down the side. It's nice to see his own personal belongings as part of this exhibition of somebody who was such a huge public figure. It's wonderful. So look, if you do have an opportunity and you get yourself to Verona, I would recommend, just ask anyone where the Palazzo Forti is in Verona. And it's running till November, the exhibition here, and it is absolutely superb. That's Pavarotti. There's lots of other things to do with opera in here, but for Pavarotti lovers, it's a must-see. Must-see. I speak as a gentleman of Verona.